Welcome to The Lowdown, where we dive deep into the shadows of history and the brilliance of tomorrow. Join us as we unravel ancient mysteries and explore the hidden knowledge of the occult, blending the wisdom of the ages with cutting-edge futuristic technologies. From the enigmatic pyramids of Egypt to the secrets of modern AI, we'll delve into the stories that shape our past and influence our future. Whether you're a history buff, a tech enthusiast, or a curious seeker of truth, The Lowdown brings you captivating discussions and expert insights that illuminate the fascinating intersections of our world. Let's embark on this journey together.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
AD. A ripple of unease ran through the Visigothic kingdom of Hispania. Across the narrow straits, in the sun-baked lands of North Africa, a new power was rising. The Moors, a diverse coalition of Berber and Arab peoples, united by the burgeoning faith of Islam, cast their gaze northward. Tariq ibn Ziyad, a Berber general under the Umayyad Caliphate, stood on the shores of what would forever be known as the Jebel Tariq, the Mountain of Tariq, or Gibraltar. His army, numbering around 7,000 men, a mix of seasoned warriors and eager volunteers, faced a kingdom weakened by internal strife and a tyrannical king, Roderic. The conquest. A swift tide. Tariq's initial landing was swift and decisive. He understood the importance of speed and exploiting the Visigothic disunity. His tactics were characterized by lightning raids. The Moorish forces moved quickly, striking key towns and strongholds before the Visigoths could effectively mobilize. This created panic and disrupted their lines of communication. Exploiting internal divisions, Tariq skillfully leveraged the grievances of those within the Visigothic kingdom who opposed Roderic. Some local lords even offered their support, providing crucial intelligence and manpower. Cavalry dominance. The Moorish armies possessed swift and well-mounted cavalry, giving them a significant advantage in open battle. Their ability to maneuver quickly and outflank the slower Visigothic infantry proved decisive. The pivotal clash came at the Battle of Guadalete, or Wadi Laka, in the same year. Roderic, leading a much larger but poorly organized army, was decisively defeated. The Visigothic king perished in the battle, and their resistance crumbled. Following this victory, the Moorish advance became a torrent. Cities like Cordoba, Granada, and Toledo fell swiftly. Musa ibn Nusayr, the governor of Ifriqiya, North Africa, later joined Tariq with a larger force, further solidifying the Moorish hold. Within a few years, most of the Iberian Peninsula was under Moorish control, a territory they called Al-Andalus. Notable generals and soldiers. Tariq ibn Ziyad, the architect of the initial invasion. His boldness and strategic acumen were crucial to the early successes. His legendary speech to his troops before the Battle of Guadalete, urging them to conquer or perish, became a symbol of their determination. Musa ibn Nusayr, the governor who reinforced Tariq's forces and played a key role in consolidating Moorish control over a larger territory. While there were later tensions between Tariq and Musa, their combined efforts were instrumental in the conquest. The Berber warriors, the backbone of the initial invasion force. Known for their toughness, agility, and desert warfare expertise, they were formidable fighters who adapted quickly to the Iberian terrain. Arab commanders. While the initial wave was largely Berber, Arab nobles and commanders soon arrived, bringing with them administrative skills and further military expertise. Life under Moorish rule, a golden age. The period of Moorish rule in Al-Andalus, lasting for centuries, is often characterized as a golden age of intellectual, cultural, and economic flourishing, particularly during the Caliphate of Cordoba. Life under Moorish rule was marked by religious tolerance, relatively speaking. While Islam was the dominant religion, Christians and Jews, known as dhimmis, were generally allowed to practice their faiths, albeit with certain restrictions and the payment of a poll tax, jizya. This relative tolerance fostered a degree of coexistence and collaboration. Intellectual advancement. Al-Andalus became a major center of learning. Scholars translated classical Greek and Roman texts into Arabic, preserving and expanding upon ancient knowledge in fields like mathematics, astronomy, medicine, and philosophy. Libraries like the one in Cordoba were renowned throughout Europe. Figures like Averroes, Ibn Rushd, and Maimonides, though Jewish, he wrote extensively in Arabic within the Al-Andalus intellectual sphere, made significant contributions. Economic prosperity. Agriculture flourished due to sophisticated irrigation techniques introduced by the Moors. Trade networks expanded, connecting Al-Andalus with the rest of the Islamic world and beyond. Cities like Cordoba became vibrant centers of commerce and craftsmanship. Cultural fusion. A unique Andalusian culture emerged, blending Islamic, Christian, and Jewish influences in architecture, like the Mezquita Cathedral of Cordoba and the Alhambra. Art, music, and literature. The Arabic language became the lingua franca, influencing the Romance languages spoken in the peninsula. Urban development. Moorish rulers invested heavily in urban infrastructure. Cities boasted paved streets, public baths, running water, and impressive mosques and palaces. Cordoba was one of the largest and most sophisticated cities in Europe during this time. However, life under Moorish rule was not without its complexities and periods of conflict. The initial conquest was undoubtedly a violent affair. Over time, tensions between the different religious groups could flare up. Internal power struggles and the rise of independent Taifa kingdoms after the fall of the Caliphate of Cordoba led to fragmentation and weakened the Moorish hold. Despite these challenges, the legacy of Moorish Al-Andalus remains profound. It was a period of significant cultural exchange and intellectual growth that left an indelible mark on the Iberian Peninsula and contributed significantly to the transmission of knowledge to the rest of Europe, eventually playing a role in the European Renaissance. The grand architectural marvels that still stand today serve as powerful reminders of this fascinating and complex chapter in history.
The conquest of Spain by the Moors began in 711 CE, marking a pivotal moment in the history of the Iberian Peninsula, the invasion. Context. The Visigothic Kingdom, which had ruled Hispania for nearly 300 years, was weakened by internal strife and civil war. This disunity made it vulnerable to external forces. Key figures. The invasion was primarily led by Tariq ibn Ziyad, a Berber general, and his superior, Musa ibn Nusayr, the Umayyad governor of North Africa. Initial landing and battle. In April or May 711, Tariq ibn Ziyad crossed the Strait of Gibraltar with an army largely composed of Berbers and some Arabs. They decisively defeated the Visigothic king Roderic at the Battle of Guadalete in July 711. Rapid advance. Following this victory, Tariq marched north, conquering key cities like Toledo, the Visigothic capital, and Cordoba. Musa ibn Nusayr arrived in 712 with a larger Arab force, taking Merida and eventually joining Tariq in Toledo. Within a few years, they brought over two-thirds of the Iberian Peninsula under Muslim control. Establishment of Al-Andalus. The conquered territory became known as Al-Andalus. While initially a part of the broader Umayyad Caliphate, It eventually became an independent emirate and later the Caliphate of Cordoba in 929 CE. The conquest was often characterized by a mix of military force and treaties, with many local communities agreeing to terms in exchange for maintaining a degree of autonomy. The Moors generally showed religious tolerance towards Christians and Jews who were considered people of the book, though they were subject to certain taxes and restrictions. Long-term impact. Cultural flourishing. Moorish rule. Ushered in a period of immense cultural, intellectual, and scientific advancement in Spain, often referred to as the Islamic Golden Age. This included progress in mathematics, medicine, astronomy, philosophy, and various arts. Architectural legacy. The Moors left an indelible mark on Spanish architecture, with iconic structures like the Alhambra in Granada and the Mezquita in Cordoba showcasing their distinctive style. Agricultural innovations. They introduced new crops, for example, oranges, lemons, rice, saffron, and advanced irrigation techniques, significantly impacting Spanish agriculture. Linguistic influence. The Arabic language heavily influenced Spanish with thousands of words, particularly those starting with al, having Arabic roots. Education. Education flourished, with numerous libraries and universities established at a time when much of Christian Europe remained largely illiterate. The Moorish presence in Spain lasted for nearly 800 years, ending with the fall of Granada in 1492 CE, marking the completion of the Christian Reconquista. Their legacy profoundly shaped Spanish identity, culture, and society.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.